Is philosophy still a thing?
Well, that in itself is a serious philosophical question. So I will answer it with a series of seemingly childish questions. They are not meant to be answered, you know, nor are they meant to judge your beliefs. They are meant to be simple, naive, a little bit conspiratorial, and noble, and also pure. They are meant to accelerate you towards a journey where you do rise, to ask questions that are actually pertinent to you. Big questions. It is a height where you can ask your own questions in the dignity and privacy of your own mind. And ask at the very edge of what you can handle. So that with your next question, you will be able to start ever slightly so higher, and then carry on to no end, or at least until you find all your precious answers. Have you noticed that you are a creature of the universe, made of star stuff? And only a human being close second? Do you really believe that you were born so unfortunate that the universe conspired to make you and your family poor? Or did you perhaps figure out that poverty is entirely artificial, that it makes you predictable and useful where economy is concerned? Did you notice the cash flowing through you? Between, for example, your insurance and severely overpriced medicine? Did you notice how you are being used? Without ever being considered, without ever being helped to truly rise? Did you catch on how old religions cover just the walking distance around the local area? How they don't talk about the distant seas and oceans and continents? Did you consider how your beliefs would have changed had you been born to a different family in a different country, maybe even at a different time period? Or pondered that if one's morality is there out of fear of punishment, then maybe that person is just deeply unwell, or a complete liar, or just completely uneducated? Never having a chance to inherit the true human culture, the culture of learning, of thinking, of asking the right questions, the culture of growing all the way up until we each become a great being, to recognize that we are one human family. And if what you believe depends on what family you are born into, then maybe it is the unchanging that is the true reality. Did you notice that we are about to cure aging? And that it is best to teach love of life and not stress over work and servitude until all the rewards after death? And if you are young, and your politicians sufficiently corrupt, have you predicted how quickly they will send you to war to reboot their economy under the guise of gods and country? Did you figure out that the war for dignity, goodness, wisdom, and greatness is actually fought in the library and with books? It is a war against fake education.
You still think about the moment when you stopped learning and instead started memorizing like everyone else under the threat of ridicule, punishment, and a bad GPA that would ruin the rest of your life? Do you remember how you stopped being creative in that moment? How everything fell away and you stopped learning new things? Have you ever asked yourself why you are getting the same grades in all your classes, noticing that teachers are just copying them from different classes, and it is not a reflection of your effort and intelligence, but a reflection of their greed? Have you? Have you guessed that to blend in and stay under the radar, your class has already been divided into one-third A's, one-third B's, one-third C's, and the goddamn losers? Did you catch that burning books is not actually about the fire and smoke, but about how many books you read? And how many did you read this month? Did it really, really, really sink in how we are all just one family, but divided by ineffective and downright fake, in some places, education? Did you ask what it means to grow up? And did you figure out that to grow up means to grow all the way up and not some part way? That to rise means to become a great being who loves life, who protects humanity in dignity, wisdom, and greatness? Have you looked in the mirror recently? Have you noticed what sugar, processed, cheap food, stress, and overwork has done to you? Do you really believe that in the state that you are in, you can honestly say that knowledge, wisdom, learning, and listening to books is not for you? Can you really say that in your overworked state? When was the last time you were actually rested? When you felt like reaching out for a book? Or has it always been a 2-week vacation? That's far too short. Or did you figure out that you need to reset, to go hiking and camping, and restart your life so that you may regain your ability to learn and be healthy again? Did you notice how capacious your mind is? How you mastered reading and writing with all of its incredible complexity? None of that is actually an evolutionary trait. We invented that. It is actually a revelation of your mental powers. How capable you are if you just take the time to build layer by layer. Did you know that you are a genius? That all it takes is learning for real? Simply like a child, standing in relentless pursuit of your own curiosities? That's all it takes. That's all it takes, revolving around the questions that you have that are personally relevant to you at every step as you learn more and more in the precise sequence that matches your soul and existing knowledge and vision and dreams. See how tiny and naive these questions are? They already grew much, much smaller than they were. And you want more because it is an instinct. Oh, I know that if you have tasted academic philosophy, then you already correctly identified it to be inert, shallow, and vapid, processed into a piece of plastic, only good for memorization. Did you notice that thing in you that says go buy a warm three-season tent and a capacious backpack and sleeping bag and prepare for crossing the Appalachian Pacific Crest and Continental Divide trails before you carry on with the rest of your life? Getting your triple crown to recover so that you can read and listen and see? Please understand that you are not a student, not a worker, not old, not slow, and you were never not smart enough. He threw you under the bus. You are meant to grow, to learn layer by layer, and grow all the way up until you become a great being. Oh, may you wake to see every sunrise in your journeys, and may you never miss a sunset.